Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, April 27th, 2020. We are reading from the Big Book on page 153, the second full paragraph. Our readers today are Santa H. on the 12 steps, Pam Q. reading the 12 traditions, and reading the text are Devorah S., Leah S., and Leslie M. Our share ID for yesterday's special edition on Sunday, April 26th, is 14,507, or 14507. And the share ID for this morning's meeting at 7 a.m. East Coast time is 14,510, or 14510. Our newcomer greeter today is Mary B., and making announcements at the end of the meeting will be Dawn B. And thanks to Mo H. for recording the meeting for us. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Santa H. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, my fellows. My name is Santa H. I'm a grateful compulsive overeater living in the solution one day at a time. And these are the steps we took. Step one, we admitted we are powerless over food and that our lives have become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Everyone have a wonderful day. I pass.
Thank you so much, Santa H. And Pam Q., would you please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning. My name is Pam Q. I'm a compulsive overeater from New York. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to be of service. I pass.
Kathy, we can't hear you. Kathy Kay.
Thank you. I am reading away here. Thank you for letting me know, and thank you to Pam Q. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then we stop and share what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 153, the second paragraph, which begins, "Our hope is that when this chip of a book is launched, we will study that one paragraph, and I will ask Deborah S. to get us started." Thank you, Deborah.
Hey, good morning, and thank you, everyone, that makes this meeting possible. My name is Deborah S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey. Our hope is that when this chip of a book is launched on the world, on the world's heart of alcoholism, defeated drinkers will seize upon it to follow its suggestions. Many, we are sure, will rise to their feet and march on. They will approach still other sick ones, and fellowships of Alcoholics Anonymous may spring up in each city and hamlet, havens for those who must find a way out. Wow. So I have to say that wasn't my experience when I came into OA. I came into this program. I got a sponsor, and she gave me a food plan to follow. And honestly, the big book was sort of like in the background somewhere. She told me about I never started the big book at the beginning of the book. It was like, oh, why don't you read this page? Oh, why don't you read this page? Page 30 and 31 every day. You know, I wasn't taught that this is a textbook and this is something, you know, that I could learn from. I didn't even know that I knew the steps were written on the wall at a meeting, but I didn't know that I could find them in the book, that this book goes from step one all the way to step 12. I had no idea. That there was a solution over here in this book. And I didn't relate to it. I didn't say, oh, this is, I would pick it up periodically and look at it and say, oh, I won't get this. Of course, I skipped the doctor's opinion because who reads the doctor's opinions in italics letters? So, you know, there I was abstinent for many years, really, following a food plan, calling people, working the tools of the program very, very hard. Until one day, you know, that doesn't work anymore. You know, I looked around and I said, well, how come, like, I don't feel so happy, joyous, and free? I heard about happy, joyous, and free. And why is it that I'm, you know, my mind was still, like, so obsessive with other stuff. I wasn't eating, but still, you know, I wasn't recovered, you know. And I got a sponsor who helped me, who opened up the book with me, and we went through this book. And I had so many aha moments then. You know, and yeah, and it was like just a new thing for me. It was amazing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, because if I wouldn't have done that, I for sure would have been back in, you know, in food and who knows where I'd be today. So I'm just so grateful that this trip of a book came to me. And this is what I do today. You know, it says, you know, and this is how I sponsor today. I sponsor with the big book because this is where the solution is. And we start on page one and we go through the book because in it we follow the directions and the steps. And that is what's going to, you know, get a person recovered and not just picking and choosing what to read. That's how I did it for years. And, you know, it says over here, they will approach the other sick ones, and fellowships of Alcoholics Anonymous may spring up in each city and hamlet. Havens, you know, a haven is a safe place. A haven is like a place that you want to be. And this is my haven. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to find the way out. And, you know, and you know, here I am. It's still 20 years later. I'm still here because it's not just, you know, okay, I got a food plan and I'm abstinent. It's learning each day how to develop a relationship with my higher power, how to get close to God and seek what is His will for me today, and how to work with other people. Here I am. I'm in my home, quarantined for the last weeks and weeks. How am I working with other people, the people in my house? What am I, you know, am I being the person God wants me intended to be, patient, tolerant, kindliness, and loving to the people around me? This is where the program comes into play. When, you know, when I have to be in a situation like what we are in today, and I get to see the results. I get to see the promises here. And thank you, God, because if I didn't have this, if I wasn't a recovered person and I was having this situation that we are in now, you know, I don't know, I would not forget it. Every day would be torture, but yet it's not torture. I wake up in the morning and I join you guys and I'm have my prayer and meditation, and I'm looking to see how I can be of service to other people. And that's because this is what this book, this chip of the book is teaching me. This chip of the book is telling me this is what I need to do in order to stay recovered. Right. And what a freedom that is. And I'm just so grateful, and thank you, and I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Devorah S., for getting us started today. Okay, I'm open to hear from anyone, although I want to mention we ask that you limit your share to every third day during this pandemic because we have many, many more people on our phone meeting so that we can hear from other people who have not shared in a while. Okay, so who would like to share this morning?
Lisa G.
Lisa G.
I'm Laura Lee out of Denver.
Was that Laura Lee? Is that who I heard?
Yeah. Okay. Laura Lee S.
Lindsay A.
Lindsay A.
Roz G.
Roz G.
Audrey M.P. And could we please repeat what paragraph we read, what page? Thank you.
Sure. And Audrey, it's page 153, the second full paragraph.
Thank you.
Okay.
Reggie O.
Reggie O. Okay, we can start with that. That's a good list to start with. Lisa G., Laura Lee, Lindsay A., Roz G., Audrey M.P., and Reggie O. Lisa G., please get us started.
Hey, Kathy, can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. Thank you. This is Lisa G. from Texas, recovering. What I wanted to say about this paragraph is that this chip of a book has changed lots of lives, but not always in the same way. So I started out about, I don't know, maybe 17 years ago in Al-Anon because I had a girlfriend in a conversation I was having with her one day. I was complaining about something, and she goes, "Oh, honey, you're so Al-Anon." And I said, "What is that?" And she said, "Just go to a meeting." So I started in that for a few years, and that's what opened my heart a little bit to these 12-step groups. I weighed 133 pounds, and I was complaining to a friend of mine, "I'm so fat, I can't lose any weight." And she told me about another 12-step program of a food addiction, which wasn't OA, it was FA. So I was in FA for 11 years, and I lost all my weight, and then I started gaining weight back, and I was devastated by that. And actually, my FA sponsor told me about Vision for You. Well, so far, I hadn't gone through the book at all, not an Al-Anon, not an FA. And now, all of a sudden, here's a new thing, this big book. And it's every step that I've taken, every part of this journey that I've taken is all because of the big book, because if it wasn't for this book, there'd be no Al-Anon, there'd be no FA, there'd be no all the gazillions of different 12-step groups that there are. Some of them go through the book, some of them don't, I guess, but this Vision for You taken me through this book, and I've been a chronic relapser, so I've done the 12 steps more than one time, and every time it's new and better. So I'm just really grateful for this book, and with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lisa G. Laura Lee, please share with us and give me your last name, first initial, please.
Hi, this is Laura Lee S. in Denver.
Thanks, Laura Lee S.
I am so grateful. I started tearing up reading those paragraphs because it's just so amazing to me that there is so much hope here. And I did, you know, I came in, I'm 6 weeks abstinent today. I'm so grateful. And on that, when I came back, the second meeting I went to, I heard this thing, which I coming back from a 15-year relapse, and the first time I was in OA, I never heard, and probably intentionally, that there are some foods that I react to, like alcoholics react to alcohol. If I have one bite, I'm going to have all of it. And if I ever am able to stop, the mental obsession is going to get me back to eating that food. And once I heard that, I was like, oh my God, maybe this can work for me. And I had really seized upon this book and got a sponsor and followed her suggestions, even though almost all of her suggestions pissed me off. I didn't want to do them. The whole thing just pissed me off. I spent like my first 2 weeks just completely pissed off at the whole thing. But it has worked, and I'm doing my fifth step today, and I have, even now, so much freedom. I can't even believe that haven't eaten compulsively in this long, and now there are fellowships in every city and hamlet, and I'm just, you know, the founders never could have imagined what it would have been like today. I mean, those of you my age will remember what it was like to have long-distance charges and how getting on this meeting every day would have been probably unaffordable for a lot of people. And Zoom meetings and these virtual meetings that can help us, you know, just think if this had happened 30 years ago, what it would be like to try to stay abstinent and, you know, with that, that type of isolation. So I'm incredibly grateful to all of you for having this meeting. And can I also just say, it's great to be on a meeting where they've been doing phone meetings for a long time and you know how to do that, because I've been on a couple of meetings lately where, you know, they were in-person meetings and they're trying to figure out how to do phone meetings and it's very disorganized. And I just have to remember, oh, I ought never be organized. I can have patience and tolerance. But I'm really grateful to be on an organized meeting. So thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Laura Lee S. Lindsay A., please share with us.
Yeah, hi, I'm Lindsay A., and I'm a compulsive overeater, anorexic bulimic, and I'm grateful to be here this morning. I just rolled out of bed and put my headphones on and went outside for the walk to be here today because I definitely felt the call to be present with you all. This reading is similar to the last share. This reminds me of hope and actually kind of the outside concept of manifestation, like the talks and the prayers that I put my energy towards, that's creating my reality. And when these people were writing this book, you know, I think it's just so cool that they were putting hope and energy and prayer into us. And God, that just makes me feel so loved and wanted and cared about. And boy, my disease, to fight that disease, I definitely need to feel love and make sure that I'm loving other people. And it also reminds me that of just my disease and how it is rooted in control. And that, yeah, for me, my desire to control is completely opposite of prayer. I mean, I can't have one and have the other work really well. And I'm about to make a big move and get married and just lots of changes in my life right now. And my control is coming out. My control is, that is a disease. It's funny. I have a death grip on a lot of things right now. And I'm trying to loosen that up with prayer. And how that comes out for me is, you know, I try to communicate my feelings and my thoughts, and because of my need for Al-Anon, and I get tripped up, and I can't be completely honest often, and it gets me in trouble with other people, especially my partner, and it confuses him. When I'm not 100% honest and when I don't use my words correctly, you know, like we learn to do in preschool, it confuses him and it causes conflict. And it is all rooted for me in wanting to control his reaction to my words. And that is the disease. And that's what's on my mind today. And just trying to fit with this paragraph that we read and you know, pray about, let go of the outcome, let go of what's going to happen this afternoon and tomorrow and next year. Let go of my food. Oh, God, let go of my food. I had a snack at like 2 a.m. this morning. I was hungry. I needed it, but now I want to like control the rest of the day, and no, I got to let it go. Anyway, thanks for letting me share. I appreciate you all being here this morning. This is magical.
Thank you, Lindsay A. Roz G., please share with us.
Good morning, Kathy and everybody. I'm Roz. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. And you may hear my dog panting. We're playing fetch as I'm listening to this meeting. And I see that this book will spring up in each hamlet. And as a compulsive overeater, I think, oh, yeah, we have a Hamburger Hamlet, you know, here in Los Angeles. But my meetings aren't taking place at Hamburger Hamlet, that's for sure. The havens where they take place are in church basements or, you know, city-run community halls, and we're self-supporting and we get to pay rent or on the phone here or now on Zoom. It's been so amazing to see so many people. And, you know, I went to the Los Angeles workshop on Saturday where there was hundreds of people. I think they got up to 1,000, and everybody with smiles on their faces and just so happy to see each other. But what I want to say about this chip of a book is that this book, the fourth edition, I believe, sat on my mom's shelf for probably 20 years of my life. I mean, our shelf, I should say, you know, as a kid and as a teenager. I think I went to Al-Anon at 19, so I was complaining about my mom's drinking, and somebody gave me a big book to give to my mom, which she never read. And, you know, I didn't understand that I wasn't supposed to do that. But the book sat on the shelf for years. And finally, after I got into OA, my very first OA sponsor, you know, asked me if I had a big book, and I thought, I don't think I have one of those. I think my mom might. And my mom was like, yeah, sure, you can have it. And I got it, and it was a third edition. Yeah, but whatever, it didn't matter. I was instructed to read a couple of pages a day. I didn't understand it, but I'm so grateful for that lady because I'll remember her as my very first sponsor. And this book, side by side with the Bible, is how I live my life. It has become that important to me. The Bible does take first place, but this book follows right under it. And this book has taught me so many practical ways to live. And as I open it up every day, I always see something new. They sneak something new in there that I didn't get before, and it teaches me. And I stand on it, and I trust it, and I sponsor through it. And now I'm using this book as a textbook. I'm getting other books that people have written to supplement the big book, because as an educator and as a person who has, you know, been to college, I've learned about research. And it's really fun and interesting to research books to complement, you know, the old archaic words or the people who were in there and what they were doing at the time of the sentences. It's really fascinating. So this book is my companion, and I love living through it. So with that, I pass. Thank you, everybody, for your service. I pass.
Thank you, Roz G. Audrey MP, please share with us.
Kathy, this is Reggie, and I got a text from Audrey saying that she had to jump off the line, so
okay.
She won't be sharing.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Reggie.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thanks, Kathy K., for your service and everybody on the line who's making this meeting possible. My name is Reggie O. I'm living here in the Los Angeles area, gratefully recovered today, and that first line, our hope is that when this chip of a book is launched on the world tide of alcoholism, defeated drinkers will seize upon it to follow its suggestion. And that was well over 75 years later, and it is now over 75 years later, and I am one of those defeated compulsive eaters who has seized upon this book and follows its suggestions, you know. And the suggestions are throughout the book, and they all have promises, you know, working the 12 steps, they all have promises accordingly, you know, and the biggest one for me as a compulsive overeater is that I will have a personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from compulsive overeating. That's an amazing promise because it impacts every area of my life. So this book, we've learned, you know, we learn here, also says that there is a solution to every aspect of our life in addition to compulsive eating through reading it, which is really quite something. And it all, you know, and we all know, you know, that it starts with step one, and that's admitting that we're powerless, and then it shows us the way. We have a way out. After that. So I am just, you know, I'm very grateful for it. And as Devorah said, in a time like COVID, you know, where I think we all share the same, you know, a similar experience of being inside. And oh my gosh, there wouldn't have been enough bags and boxes for me, you know, some time ago during this period. And now really one of my greatest joys is working with sponsees and walking in the hills and just So, you know, I don't have much to say beyond that, except I'm very grateful. And I did think when we started reading this that, yeah, it started there. And even before that, the power of what one person can bring, where Bill says in the last line of Bill's story, each day my friend's Abby Thatcher, who brought him, you know, the Oxford message that got him recovered. She says, each day my friend's simple talk in our kitchen multiplies itself in a widening circle of peace on earth and goodwill to men. And then came the big book, and here we all are today. So very grateful to be studying it and with you all and living it. Thanks so much. I pass.
Thanks so much, Reggio, for your share. Okay, I'm ready to take some more names, people who have not shared in the last 3 days.
Anne D.
Donna W.
Okay, I heard Anne D, was it?
It's actually Anne Marie G.
Oh, Anne Marie G, thank you. And Donna W. Donna W. Jana C, was it?
Shanna C.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you, Shanna. And who was after Shanna?
Kelly N.
Okay, I heard Kelly S. And somebody N. Who was that?
Amy
N. And who else? Did I hear anyone else? I have Anne Marie G, Donna
Deborah
W. I'm sorry?
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Okay. So I have Anne Marie G, Donna W, Shanna C, Kelly S, Amy N, and Deborah G. Did I miss anyone? Okay, Anne Marie, please share with us.
Hi, good morning, everybody, and thank you for your service. I am just so excited about this particular paragraph because the language in it is so amazing. It's very conservative. I mean, there are just a few words that describe a myriad of ideas, and like the word chip, and I'm looking these up in the dictionary, it's like a small piece of something removed in the course of chopping, cutting, or breaking a hard material. And that hard material is my ego. And, you know, it's got to be chipped away bit by bit. In my case, I didn't get it all at once. Then it talks about seizing upon the idea. And it's like to seize something is to take hold of something suddenly and forcibly. And you have the opportunity to grasp or snatch at something. And so that's what I did when I reached my point of desperation. I just snatched at whatever was on this line and whoever I could contact. It was incredible. I was defeated because I was beaten down and demoralized in the battle with food and with self and with ego and with my life. And I couldn't do it myself. I thought I could, but that has been proven over and over again. It's not true, and it's a lie. And then the suggest, because it's this, then it says, follow its suggestions. And for me, that's the idea that's proposed in this book. It's the plan that this wonderful textbook proposes. Not only does it propose it, it tells you what happens if you do it. And then it also speaks about safety, the haven, which is an area that's safe and it's a refuge. And I was thinking, I visited Nova Scotia years ago, and Peggy's Cove up there is just this little area, a little cove in which ships at sea can take refuge in these bitter, bitter storms. And they hit the inlet of that little cove, and they're immediately safe. So for me to hit the inlet of this line, of this amazing group of people who are on here, whom I've seen over these past couple of weeks on Skype, not Skype, but on Zoom, it's just, to me, remarkable. So in this little paragraph, this chip of a paragraph is all of these concepts that apply to me and make me feel that I really have found something remarkably amazing I don't ever want to let go of again. So thanks for letting me share.
Thanks so much, Anne Marie G. Donna W., please share with us.
Hi, this is Donna W. So grateful for my abstinence and recovery today and to be on the lines. And, when I first joined OA, there were these, quote, big book thumpers, and I had no idea what the big book was about. Didn't touch it for years. And then a friend introduced, as I've been in program like 18 years now, so slowly I started to get into it, and I've been doing Vision for You for, I think, probably coming up to 6 years now. And I've just learned so much every day. And what I want to share today is that thanks to, the big book and program, like I have a design for living that works, even in pandemics. And, on a good day, I'm grateful for my program, right? But during crisis, I am just amazed at how my program, this big book, is here to support me. Last year, my mom passed, and I was just like, wow, follow my program. With the pandemic, I get up, I do my reading, my writing, my meditating, I do my calls, I go to my regular meetings, whether they're by phone or Zoom. And I do my outreach calls, I call my sponsor. Thank God I have that. I have a structure. It's not like I'm in the Wild West here trying to figure it all out. And as others have shared, the solution is not in the bags and boxes. And, I get to show up and make the best of today. And a huge thing that's really helping me today is like one day at a time, I don't know. I can't worry about what it was like before, what we should have, could have, would have before, and what's going to be like next week, next month, next year. I don't know. So today's a great day. I'm going to hang out here and see if I can be of service to my higher power and my fellows. And thanks so much for everyone on the line helping this meeting work. And we continue, one day at a time, we continue. And yeah, how many times is that word in the big book? Continue, just continue. Thanks, and I pass.
Thanks so much, Donna W. Shanna C., please share with us.
Hey, everybody. This is Shanna C., grateful for recovered in Sarasota from this horrible compulsive eating, and grateful to be here, and thanks everyone who's sharing for your service. The thing that keeps jumping out at me in this paragraph is the hope, where it says, defeated drinkers will seize upon it and follow its suggestions. I couldn't really seize upon it and follow its suggestions until I was defeated. Then it says, many are sure will rise to their feet and march on. And what they're talking about there is once I follow these directions, once the people, get here and they follow these directions, they're able to rise to their feet and march on. Why? Because their purpose is to approach still other sick ones in fellowships about Alcoholics Anonymous. OA will spring up in each city and hamlet. So as the result of me doing the work, getting to that gift of desperation and learning about what this disease really is and how it affects me, the physical allergy and the mental obsession with that, I become properly armed with the facts about myself through working through these steps. And the whole purpose is to be fitted to be of maximum service, right? So I get a purpose here. Now, this purpose certainly didn't look like what I thought it should and what I envisioned long, long ago. My great obsession was that I could control and enjoy my eating, my food, and eat normally. Somehow, someday, I will eat normally. And I wanted to fit in with what I thought were normal people. I didn't want to admit that I was a real compulsive eater. And so in the previous page where it talked about some of the sought out sorted places, hoping to find understanding, companionship, and approval, that was that hole that I was desperately trying to seek to fill with all kinds of different things. I was in the heart of hearts. All I ever wanted was understanding, companionship, and approval. But in my own devices and grips of self-will and self-centeredness, I got the exact opposite of that through my actions, and I didn't know why. I couldn't figure out why. And was wishing for the end by the time I got here. And then to be able to go through these steps and be given a purpose, and that I can approach still other ones, and that fellowship growing up about me, yeah, it looks way different than I thought it would. But I found the understanding, companionship, and approval through you guys. You guys ate like I ate, feel like I feel, and thought how I thought. And I get the opportunity to actually take that dark past properly armed with the facts about myself, and my dark past becomes my greatest asset, because with it, I can help avert death and misery for others, help others survive and rediscover life. When I do that, my life begins to heal. Thank God for this program. Thank God for the basic, simple, clear-cut set of instructions and the hope and the grace this program provides. Thank you for being here for me when I needed you. Thank you for being a big book study. That's all I got. With that, I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Shanna C. Kelly S., please share with us.
Good morning, family. Good morning. This is Kelly S., recovered compulsive overeater in Remick and Tulsa, Oklahoma, recovered today. Grateful, and thank you, Kathy, for your service. What a powerful meeting. Just so many great shares, and I just really wanted to share on this paragraph. I really related to a lot of people, a lot. But my story is similar to Devorah's when she started out, because, you know, I've been around these rooms for 30-something years, and I thought I knew this program. Of course, I wasn't able to stay abstinent forever, more than a year, ever, in those 30-something years. And so, and I had thought I had worked the steps, you know, I answered all kinds of questions in book lists, and I had every book you could imagine. I had several big books, and I remember when I was introduced to Vision, I was actually in a different aspect of a compulsive eating program, many of the ones out there, and I started listening to it because I couldn't stay abstinent, and I didn't know what else to do, and I was listening to it. It was like the first year they were around, and of course, first of all, they were being sacrilegious, saying recover. You can't say that, right? And so, but I just kept listening because I was desperate, and then I hear people say, you know, you just follow the instructions. And I am serious, you guys. Like, I'm seriously thinking, well, there's not really instructions. I mean, there's not, like, instructions in the book. I mean, you study the book, but there's not really instructions, but whatever. So I just kept listening. And, you know, I listened every single day. I never missed a meeting. And this meeting wasn't going on yet, but I was, you know, pretty obsessed with it. 2 years of listening didn't get me recovered. Just want to tell you that. And I had several big books, and I had pretty much read this book from cover to cover, but never in order. You know, I never read it in order. And I've heard people say that it's like picking up a big math book, starting in the middle of the book, thinking you're going to understand algebra when you haven't even got basic math down, right? So I was shocked because, you know, I had to start with a set-aside prayer. I thought I knew this stuff. Of course, I wasn't getting anywhere with what I knew. And so I started, you know, somebody cracked open this book and started reading it and following its suggestions as it's laid out. And guess what? There are instructions. I could not even believe it. Every time I read them, I'm like, this is freaking me out that there actually are instructions in here. And guess what? If you follow them, if all else fails, follow the instructions, and it works. And today, after 30-something years, I have over 5 years of back-to-back abstinence. Why? Because this book works, and these instructions work. And I love what people have shared, because today I do have instructions from upon awakening till I go to bed, everywhere in between. I know what to do today. You know, I put my food, I weigh and measure my food. You know, I have a very structured discipline. I call my sponsor, I call my sponsees, I make my calls. I do my prayer and meditation, and I have an instruction booklet today. I always wanted one, and I'm so grateful that I finally got out of my, you know, best thinking and had an open mind. And I just want to tell you guys, in case you've been around, and wrap up with this, and you thought you had it, do the set-aside prayer and follow these instructions. Glad to be here. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks so much, Kelly S., for sharing. Amy N., please share with us.
Thank you so much. This is Amy N. from Cleveland, Ohio. I am so grateful to be on the line this morning. I'm a recovered compulsive eater. The thing that just really stands out to me about this paragraph is the part that says, drinkers will seize upon it to follow its suggestions. I remember coming into programs, and I'm one of the probably few, I guess, that actually came into the rooms of OA and was lucky enough to find
a recovery sponsor, and she told me about the Big Book and had me read it through first before we started working together. And I just remember being amazed. I had been looking. I always had that feeling that somehow everybody else had gotten the book on how to live life successfully, or somehow everybody else had gotten the ability to live life on life's terms, and I was the one who had missed out on that day at school. And it was like all of a sudden this book became for me the guide for living, and I am just so grateful for this book, because as soon as I started reading it, I identified and realized that this is me. This is how I've been living, and I didn't even realize it. Like, I couldn't see that I had been making a rough going at life until all of a sudden I could see. And my higher power just opened my eyes. And I'm just so amazed at the difference today after experiencing the psychic change. I am in healthcare, and it has been insane, just crazy. And yet, through living this program and working this program every single day, I no longer have to be face down in a gallon of ice cream when things are unsure. And that is an absolute miracle. And the little guy that you can probably hear is 18 months old and has never seen his mom compulsively overeat. And that is a flipping miracle. So, I'm just so grateful that when I came in, my sponsor said, this program is about so much more than the food. And I didn't understand that at the time, but now I'm so, so grateful that this program is about so much more than the food. And I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Amy N. Deborah G., you'll be our last share today. Please share with us.
Hi, everyone. My name is Deborah, and I'm a compulsive overreader. And thank you all, Kathy, thank you all for making this meeting possible this morning. And I love that reading and that paragraph. And it just brings so much hope, like I've heard on the meeting, the hope that there is a solution, that there is a way out. And it's all right there in that beautiful, beautiful Big Book and the beautiful, beautiful 12 steps. I love that it's all laid out there. And I can go through that with my sponsor and take others through it, my sponsee through it, so they can also have a way out. Yes. Thank you so much. And hope you all have a wonderful, abundant, prosperous, beautiful day today. Peace and blessings.
Thanks so much, Deborah G. If there's someone who has a burning desire, we could take a one-minute share. Is there anyone who'd like to share?
This is Carrie, food addict, bulimic, OA vision person. I just want to say how grateful I am for these phone meetings, and I get a lot out of the shares and connecting with all you people. I'm working at home through the pandemic, but I'm so grateful for everybody in program. And let's just keep working it day by day. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Kay, for sharing with us. Okay, well, it's time to close this wonderful meeting. Thank you all for being here and all the hope and positive reflections that we shared today. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, and then we'll say the Serenity Prayer together. Leah S., would you please read Our Book is Meant to be Suggestive Only?
Thank you very much. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.